WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. If you don't have a photo ID when you vote this November, you'll have to sign an affidavit to get a ballot. That's what Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls a temporary compromise to a federal court ruling. One of the lead attorneys to end voter ID, Chad Dunn, supports the agreement that also has the blessing of the Justice Department.
There's 680,000 registered voters and 1.2 million eligible voters in Texas that have been shut out by this voter ID law, and now their voices will be heard.
A spokesman for Paxton says he is still considering an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to bring back what state lawmakers passed 5 years ago. A local businessman is this year's Texas Restaurant Association president. Managing partner of Outback Steakhouse, Tap Bentz, started his year-long term about a month ago.
Most importantly, the thing that I want to get accomplished this year is I want TRA to position themselves for the next 5, 6, 10 years to better serve the membership.
Bentz says up-to-date technology is going to be key because restaurant owners do so much work on their phones today. Bentz will spend the next year overseeing the TRA staff in Austin and traveling across the state to speak to the local chapters. To learn more about the TRA, visit restaurantville.com. A Bryan man has admitted to kicking two police officers during separate arrests 2 years ago.
32-year-old Roderick Steele entered a plea agreement where he also admitted to knocking down a 13-year-old boy whose mother was assaulted by Steele, according to the arrest report. In a separate case, Steele admitted to stealing a vehicle, then wrecking it. Steele was sentenced to 10 years in prison. In October of last year, four Houston men were arrested on charges of stealing more than $1 million of jewelry from 13 College Station homes. One of the men, 34-year-old Helmer Belega, entered a plea agreement where he will serve 3 years in prison. Three others are awaiting trial. Two of them are out of jail after posting bond. In April of last year, Bryan police responded to a neighborhood report of two strangers getting out of a truck at 2 in the morning. After searching for almost 2 hours, two men were arrested for evading arrest with prior convictions. In Brazos County District Court this week, 38-year-old Terry Rogers of Brenham entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Co-defendants out of jail after posting bond awaiting trial. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A day doesn't go by that Donald Trump says or does something that catches flack from someone in the Republican Party. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Trump needs to remember who is on the ballot.
And so it would sure be nice if he would focus on that in terms of and focus on winning the White House instead of getting into every little petty battle where he thinks somebody has not been nice to him.
Flores also says Trump shouldn't be eating chicken with a knife and fork, a reference to a photo he tweeted in his jet sitting down to dinner Monday evening. If you're planning to drive tonight in the area of Texas in Villa Maria and Bryan, plan on delays. That's because new traffic signal mast arms will be installed. There will be intermittent closures and detours starting tonight at 9 and continuing into tomorrow morning until 6. Access to homes and businesses will be available but are also subject to delays. And a heads up to motorists who drive Interstate 45 south of Corsicana. TxDOT reports there will be one-lane traffic in the I-45 construction zone weekdays through the 18th. Both lanes in each direction will be open on Saturday and Sunday. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning, it's 6:09, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620, WTAW doing some weather. Big surprise. Yeah, not really. Skyline Communications brings it to you. Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
The hot and dry conditions continue over the next several days, with high pressure covering much of the country from our area through the Gulf Coastal States, the Mid-Atlantic region, the Northeast, and the Ohio River Valley. All that sunshine today will cause temperatures to peak at 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80. Sunny and hot tomorrow, we're back close to 100 degrees. Saturday, more sunshine, a high of 100. Little changes in the forecast through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. In Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers kick it up a notch against the Woodland Strikers. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros fall to the Blue Jays and the Rangers fall to the Orioles once again. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So a clumsy crook only has him. By the way, we have so much Olympic today. I don't know if you can hear the quivering in my voice of excitement of that. Two great sports events going on, actually beginning this weekend, of course, the Olympics on Friday. And I didn't realize until I was listening to a sports talk show on another station with a guy who's local that pro football starts this weekend.
Pro football starts this
week. He and I share the same excitement about preseason NFL football.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's just, I mean, over the top.
Yeah.
It's the Hall of Fame game.
I can't believe it. Wow.
I know. Canton, Ohio. We'll have to, tomorrow we'll check the weather in Canton, because I know that professional athletes want to get to Canton, first of all, and then have to play in 90-degree
right,
heat or
of
whatever.
Course.
That's oh, yeah.
What it's really all about. So, anyway, pretty exciting stuff going on. In the meantime, a clumsy crook has himself to blame for the robbery that left him in the hospital and his accomplice in jail. Sheriff's deputies, in Texas, I guess we ought to look up where this is.
This was here?
Says a teen used a gub to rob a grocery store. While trying to run away, his gub somehow went off twice. One of the bullets hit him in the leg. Another teen who acted as his lookout got away, but his mom turned him into authorities.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Wow.
Texas is a big state, and
it
could well be, and
that's the worst when your mom turns you into the cops.
She says, yeah. Where have you been and what have you been doing? I was helping Jimmy rob the convenience store. Oh, okay.
Oh, by the way, Jimmy got shot.
It's no big
by
deal.
Himself.
By himself. So I'm turning you in. And this one just sounds interesting. If I have time, I'll go back and look and see if we can find out more. In Great Britain, a woman has dumped her fiancé, decided to marry somebody else, the wedding planner.
Oh.
See, you guys, you think you shouldn't go to those meetings, but you should.
Yeah.
You
really, really your should. Your future wife there.
Yeah. Info?
Mation.
I mean, there is a Jennifer Lopez movie about that exact thing.
Apparently.
It's called The Wedding Planner.
There you are. It's art imitating life.
I'd have to say it's a little different on this.
Yeah. Actually, this is life imitating art.
Yeah.
Because
right.
This is going on really. In
wow.
Truth. Okay. We'll see if we can find out more.
Wow.
Okay.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A+ rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
There goes 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's August the 4th. It's day 217. Got 149 of them to go. Chelsea, it's your day.
It's my day.
It is Single Working Women's Day. You're there. So, all right. Day that we salute these single women and recognize their important role in both their community and in society.
Yeah, well, that lady in Great Britain has 2 men to choose
yeah,
from.
That's yeah, that's true. So there,
jeez.
Okay. Anyhow, but also to go along with it, Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, of course, for all the single women who are upset about their single lives.
Okay. Well, or any other reason that you would like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, I just want a chocolate chip cookie because they're delicious.
There were some in the break room yesterday, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find chocolate chip cookies interesting from this standpoint.
Okay.
I don't know. So, Brad, are you like a hard chocolate chip cookie or soft chocolate chip cookie fan, or does it matter?
Well, it doesn't really matter, but okay. I like a softer chocolate chip cookie.
All right,
honestly.
Chelsea?
I do as well.
You know, that's the thing is, up until, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, Chips Ahoy was didn't even give you the soft option.
Right.
I just think for all of us who grew up eating homemade chocolate chip cookies that generally were soft, mm-hmm. we really settled for some pretty crappy product up
you
until
know,
then.
You know, though, I could eat me some Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies, which I don't even think are really cookies.
No, I don't know. What is that?
I mean, they're like a Chips Ahoy, thing, but for whatever reason, those things taste delicious.
And that's, it's just a matter of, you know, finally we got to the point where you can actually have some store-bought cookies that would be similar to that.
Homemade all the way.
Well, homemade works because I like the non-uniformity of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this one's thicker here. This is, you know, it's kind of globbed
differently. See, I say homemade. When I mean that, I really mean the bake and break. But so break and bake.
But that's okay. That's far closer. Mm-hmm. It's far closer than the idea of going and buying a bag of things with an elf on them or something.
Yes, yes. So,
anyhow, we got that going on today. And really, I think you have to have milk with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you think of any other beverage that works with a chocolate chip cookie? Because I don't know that there is. I think it has to be a dairy product.
It's got
to
be milk. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've tried others. It doesn't work. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays?
Oh, look whose birthday it is today.
It's the leader of the free world's birthday today. Barack Obama, 55.
Good.
He's
good
55.
For him.
He looks
55.
A
oh,
lot
poor thing.
Older.
He has aged so much.
Well, yeah. I think two things. He quit coloring his hair because I think he was doing that. Mm. And the other thing is, I think he quit smoking. So you know those things.
made him look older.
Maybe stressed him out a little bit.
Well, that and the presidency. You know, that'll do it.
called being the president.
Whatever that is.
Oh, that thing. Well, yeah, I guess that probably could be it. Yeah, all right,
55 today. Wow. Yeah. Cole and Dylan Sprouse are 24. They were the twins from a Disney Channel show, Sweet Life
of Zach and Cody.
Of Zach and Cody, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Parker from The Wanted is 28 today.
Oh, all right.
Marquez Houston is 35. He was Roger on Sister Sister.
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Markle and Abigail Spencer are both 35, and they are both from USA Network's show Suits.
Okay. Oh, love that show.
Jeff Gordon, 45 today.
Oh, racer dude.
Yeah. And if correctly, he was sitting behind the wheel of the Chevrolet Hendrick Motorsports car in place of...
That's right, sitting in thing, right.
Definitely. Daniel Day Kim is 48. He was Jen on Lost. Mm-hmm. Roger Clemens, 54.
The Rocket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton is 61.
I was thinking might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me. Some of these French fried potatoes.
And Richard Belzer is 72
Oh,
today.
My. Wow, okay. That's... Did you have Kurt Busch also?
I didn't.
Yeah, so Kurt Busch is 38.
Oh, wow.
So we got, you know, a couple of NASCAR dudes
there
happening
we go.
On the same day. So that's all right. And
when is that coming to the Olympics?
What's right?
That,
right?
Well, you know, we have a story today future Olympic things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Things that may happen in the future.
I don't think NASCAR made it.
Could you see those people sitting next to each other?
Oh, man.
Somebody from Denmark sitting next to somebody from Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah,
that's not working.
Nope.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so in the final 95 days of this campaign, what does Donald Trump need to do to win? Well, number one, he needs message discipline. No, he shouldn't be talking about Mr. Khan or Lindsey Graham or Paul Ryan or John McCain. I'd be focused, if I'm Donald Trump, on very simple issues that will improve the American economy, protect our homeland. He should talk about the originalists that he would put on the Supreme Court. He should talk about how he recognizes radical Islam, how he recognizes the need for border security, how he recognizes that we need to vet refugees, that we need to fix America's broken economy and get people back to work, the need for energy independence, education, back to the states, better trade deals, and fixing America's broken VA. In other words, stick to the message. Jobs, economy, and protecting the homeland, and that's the winning formula.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with four times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Now, whether you want privacy or you just want to make a room darker, well, you don't have to take out a second mortgage to get brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee. Even if you mismeasure or you pick the wrong color, they'll remake the blinds for free. And now through August 31st, go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity, and when you buy three blinds, you get the fourth one free. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions may apply.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Nike is getting out of the golf equipment business. The world's largest sporting goods company says it will stop selling clubs, golf balls, and bags. The company, which built its golf business on the success of golfer Tiger Woods, says it will instead accelerate innovation in its golf footwear and apparel business and on partnering with more golfers. The move comes as the number of people playing golf in the U.S. has fallen sharply since peaking in 2000 when Woods was in his prime. Intel is recalling all Basis Peak smartwatches because of overheating issues, a setback for the chipmaker's push in wearable technology. Intel discovered the problem last June and recommended then that customers stop using the watches until it delivered a software update, but Intel says its effort to update the software has not fixed the problem. The Fed has fined Goldman Sachs $36.3 million for what it calls the use and disclosure of confidential materials that the U.S. uses in its supervision of banks. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So I think we have 2,400 colleges and universities in America. I think I saw that today. So every one of them has kind of an unusual story. This one from the University of Connecticut, where officials say a recent inventory revealed that skulls had vanished from the school's health science center.
Ooh.
It's unclear exactly when they went missing. Skulls among 100 items currently unaccounted for.
Wow.
Of course, they're telling us the skulls are used for teaching purposes during the medical and dental classes. They wouldn't be for anything else.
No.
But nonetheless, I'm just saying,
Who was the first person who went, sir, we're missing some skulls.
Few skulls short.
Yeah. They weren't for anything else, but now that they've been stolen, who knows?
They may be, that's true. Which brings to mind the story from Kansas City. After-school religious clubs appear to be the next venture of a national group that sought to install a statue of Satan outside two state capitals to protest Christian monuments. The Satanic Temple contacted 9 public school districts across the country this week seeking to start after-school Satan programs.
Sure. I'm sure Jimmy's mom would be.
From earlier. One district, the religious clubs are seeking to operate by the Child Evangelical Fellowship Good News Club, in which students can study the Bible and pray, according to the temple's co-founder. So the districts that were contacted by Associated Press said they were reviewing the group's request, which meant we're holding our hand up here so that the public can notice that we're being asked to do this, so that the public can respond. In Utah, the Granite School District, that's what it's called, said that if the group meets set requirements, including paying rent, there's nothing the district can do to stop it.
Of all states, Utah is where you're going to go search out the
and they may be able to actually
movement.
Yeah, they get a foothold there. A district spokesman said the group won't be able to put up flyers in school or talk to students during school hours. The same arrangement is given to the Good News Club as well, so it would be equal on that footing, but nonetheless,
it makes me wonder if these people are actually Satanists or just atheists who are just dorks and mad at the Christians.
Well,
sticking it to the Christians.
Well, it's very interesting because I had asked years ago. I asked a preacher about that. How could the Satanic movement get a foothold? And he said, well, if you take young people who may not be previously unchurched and they are looking for the emotional lift that they would get from a religion, then, you know, Satan is rocking. I mean, that thing happens. And so for a child who has not had a determination to go to another religious activity, then he said that's very attractive.
So answers is answers, essentially.
Something like that. Yeah. And that's why we look at it now. I mean, look at the churches we have here in College Station, the Bryony College Station, that are geared toward younger people. And much more high energy, not the staid traditional religious, if you will. And, you know, they fill up Reed Arena with these things.
Yeah.
So I think that is part of it, too, is it fills up an emotional need that people have. But I guess that's how Satanism, at least from the guy I talked to, that's what his thought was. Anyhow, so there you are. And again, we may get to have the laws out there force that in on your school children.
Go join a book club or something.
Yeah, do something, or whatever, knitting. I don't care any of that. All right.
I'll give you an emotional lift up.
Sure. 627. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Or click on actionsportstx.com. More of the same. It is just plain old hot out there. And going to continue to be, and there's no mention of rain in the forecast. Now we can look all the way through. It looks like Wednesday of next week. So look forward to that. Well, today they are forecasting a high of 100. I don't know that we've seen that in quite a while. So we've got that going. And then low temperatures will be in the upper 70s, and we'll just continue that. Right now, we've got 77 out there.
When you understand time awareness, you appreciate the time you don't have, which helps you make better use of the time you do have. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now.
877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
As the saying goes, all we really have is time.
Time is our life. So how we choose our time, how we let other people use our time, are all part of the bigger picture of crafting a life.
Joanne Corley, author of the book Organizational Strategies for the Overwhelmed, says a big problem for many of us is we're just not that good at figuring out how long things take.
So one of the key solutions to that is to do something that's called time mapping, to go from being list-oriented to being schedule-oriented. Let's say you take all your A priorities, and then you have to estimate how long, you know, about you think they'll take to do. You take those, and you literally plug them into your calendar. So, for example, from 9 to 9:30, I'm checking email. From 9:30 to 10:30, I'm working an XYZ report.
When people go through that exercise, Joanne says,
here's what most people notice, how much time they don't have. And when you time map, you will build time awareness. Time awareness does help people manage their time more efficiently because, number one, they are watching the clock and they're seeing what they want to spend their time on and what's not getting done.
Developing time awareness can be a very effective tool.
Becoming time aware builds conviction about how much time you don't have and how fast the day really goes.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Since 1937, the Texas Restaurant Association has helped members increase sales and better their business practices throughout the state. Last month, managing partner of the College Station Outback Steakhouse, Tap Bentz, was named the TRA president. Bentz says the association serves both independent and chain restaurants.
Most chains, but I know especially Outback, is very involved in, you know, PACs and things like that. Well, this is the way for the independents to stay involved in the governmental process, because really, ultimately, that's the number one thing that TRA is the advocates for our industry in Austin. You know, so this could be a pretty busy year with some with being a legislative session.
Bentz says during his year-long term, his main goal is to position TRA for the next 5 to 10 years to better serve their members.
Technology is the answer to not only keep our membership, but also gain new members and figure out how we're going to make the big TRA website that if you sit down on a computer, you know, whether it's laptop or desktop, is difficult to navigate. How can we make that work on a phone? Because ultimately, probably 99% of our business is done on that phone now, whether it's, you know, phone calls, emails, or looking up something. So we're just really trying to get caught up technologically.
To learn more about the TRA, go online to restaurantville.com. You won't need a photo ID to vote in Texas in November, but you will have to sign an affidavit. That's fine with Chad Dunn, who is one of the lead attorneys in the lawsuit against photo ID requirements.
It's been a long time coming, 5 years worth of hard effort, 2 lawsuits, multiple appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court, but we finally have relief for Texas voters.
The changes must still be approved by a federal judge, but they already have the blessing of the Justice Department. And a spokesman for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the fight over the voter ID law has not ended. Paxton is still considering an appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court. Paxton described the agreement announced yesterday as a temporary compromise. At least 3 incumbent Republican members of Congress don't need an endorsement from Donald Trump. So says Representative Bill Flores of Bryan about himself, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and Senator John McCain.
I don't really care if he does or not. It's just not an issue that I need to get into. In Paul Ryan's race, just like in my race, our names are on the ballot, not his. So So I don't think it really makes a difference. I don't think it affects McCain's race. I don't think it affects Paul Ryan's race.
Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs continues to call for Trump to focus on his opponent.
Donald Trump needs to remember who's on the ballot, and it's not the Kahn family or anybody else other than Hillary Clinton. And he certainly shouldn't be eating chicken with a knife and a fork either.
Flores was referring to a photo Trump tweeted this week after having dinner in his jet featuring chicken from a bucket. It was about this time last year that $1 million of jewelry was taken from 13 College Station homes. The first of four Houston men who were arrested has admitted to a burglary charge.
As part of a plea agreement, 34-year-old Helmer Balega was sentenced to 3 years in prison. He's also being held for immigration authorities. Three others are awaiting trials. Two of them are out of jail after posting bond. The group was apprehended last October following a high-speed chase that ended in a crash. Balega admitted and the others are accused of striking homes during the middle of the day in an area between Rock Prairie Road and William D. Fitch Parkway. Kicking two Bryan police officers during separate arrests 2 years ago results in a 10-year prison term. Brazos County District Attorney's Office says the plea agreement made with 32-year-old Roderick Steele of Bryan also covers knocking down a 13-year-old boy whose mother was assaulted by Steele. According to the arrest report, one of the witnesses said he had Steele in a chokehold long enough the suspect passed out. That allowed the 13-year-old to run back to his apartment. Steele also admitted to stealing a vehicle, then crashing it, which was 6 months before the assault case. One of two men arrested by Bryan police for evading arrest with prior convictions in April of last year entered a plea agreement. 38-year-old Terry Rogers of Brandon was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Rogers' partner is awaiting trial and is out of jail on bond. According to the arrest report, neighbors at 2 in the morning saw strangers getting out of a truck. The neighbors suspected they were going to steal tires and rims. The men were caught after a two-hour manhunt that included five officers and a police dog. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The state's most powerful business group, the Texas Association of Business, is lobbying the legislature to get rid of the driver's responsibility program. That's the point-based surcharges on drivers who are caught speeding. President Bill Hammond says it ruins lives and amounts to a debtor's prison.
Many people who are just hanging on cannot afford to pay these fines, and they can't have a driver's license. And for most Texans, you have to have a driver's license to get to work.
There are estimates that as many as 1 million Texans have had their license suspended because they can't pay the surcharges. The state of Texas plans to spend more than $12 million to get women on Medicaid mosquito repellent due to the Zika virus. Available by prescription only, expectant mothers and women between the ages of 10 and 45 on Medicaid who contact their doctors can get up to 2 cans of repellent a month through October at no charge. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 77 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595. $35.95 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusink for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusink is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusink for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Good morning. It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure now stretches from Texas across the Gulf Coast and northward into New England. The system will be responsible for abundant sunshine right through the upcoming weekend and some very warm temperatures for the region. Sunny and close to 100 as we head through this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows will be 75 to 80. It'll be sunny again tomorrow with highs approaching 100 degrees. Saturday, more sun. Temperatures are back near 100 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report. In Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers get a 12-2 victory over the Woodland Strikers, and I'll have some Olympic updates for you. All those details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so where do you want to start? We can start with paying almost $500 million to free hostages, or we could talk about the president commuting 67 life sentences. Yesterday.
You know,
it's a hard choice.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't. It does not. All right, well, let's stay close to home. The president commuted the sentences of another 214 inmates in the largest single-day batch since at least 1900.
Yeah.
Largest batch was part of Mr. Obama's ramped-up effort to free prisoners slapped with lengthy sentences during the government's war on drugs. So that means it's not working? That it? We're just not going to fund it anymore and free these guys and gals?
Including 67 who had life sentences.
That's right, 67.
I mean,
they were nonviolent drug crimes.
Well, I would honestly say that there's a case to be made about the drug war not working.
We know
being
that.
Successful.
I think that's fair.
I think releasing that many inmates, because here's the deal. Even if somebody is otherwise a law-abiding citizen, if they get thrown in prison, prison does something to people sometimes.
It does. It
affects your mental psyche. It also puts a stigma on you when you're trying to get a job, things like that. So you're releasing people into the society at that quantity. Because, believe it or not, I'm actually kind of for doing this sort of a thing for nonviolent drug offenses.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it at that capacity, at that large of an amount, you're releasing a lot of people who are going to need some adjustment time into society.
Now, they're all not being released at the same time, right?
No, they are. Yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's now.
I was just thinking. Okay.
Yeah, no,
I was just
now.
Thinking like their sentences were reduced,
now.
But everyone had different time tables.
No, now.
Oh, okay. Well, but good point, Brad.
But now geographically, they're obviously not all marching out of the same place. But I believe that, and again, we're not law enforcement professionals, don't play them on the radio, but there are certainly law enforcement people who are going to say, you know what, our crime rates go down because those people aren't in society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much like the argument about Gitmo. Okay, you're going to let a terrorist out free in the world again. And I understand out of 67, there may be some, quote, okay people in there who had
right.
circumstances.
But if you have a life sentence, mm-hmm. I don't care if it was nonviolent or not, you did something pretty bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was
to get to that point. Now,
there are multiple bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Pile on top of that,
right.
that Mr. Obama has now issued 562 commutations during his time in office. That is more than the previous nine presidents combined.
Wow.
Okay.
And here's the deal, too, is he's releasing these people who are in there for these offenses, but the offenses are still offenses.
Yes.
So it's not like if they get caught again, they're not going to end up back there again.
And, you know, the recidivism rate is there. Again, there may be some okay situations where that does, where it works out okay. But generally, statistically, I think that's a problem. Now, I know there are experts out there who are shaking their head going, those idiots on the radio. But I mean, at least that's...
Yeah, what do we know?
We're the ones who have the...
When I was listening to America's First News before our show, apparently there's been multiple stories this week in the news about people trying to get back into prison, like sneaking into prison. I think we may have discussed one
of
those stories.
Yeah. Institutionalized.
And so you talked about it, Brad. I mean, you know, either things just aren't very peachy out here or things are too good in there. I don't know.
Well, but think about what it is you're comfortable in the society that you are in.
Mm.
And you know, I'm not saying that that's a great place to be, but if you understand and can operate and can survive in that society, then I'm sure being out on your own where you have to make your own decisions is probably a very frightening experience.
It's like Shawshank Redemption.
You know? Exactly. Yep.
Whenever the old guy gets let out, he doesn't know what to do.
Yep. Yep.
You wonder with that big of a release, how many, you know, are going, wait, I don't really want to leave.
Sure. No one mm-hmm. wait. They'll either do that or they'll make connections with the guys and gals they knew before and we'll start all over again.
Yep.
Then, of course, there's this.
The Justice Department says it fully supported the ultimate outcome of the Obama administration's dealings with Iran, which included this secret payment of $400 million in hard foreign currency on or about the very day that Iran released five American hostages. Aides to Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledged they recognized back in January that the quote-unquote optics of the secret payment looked bad, but they forged ahead anyway because they needed to, quote, get creative in dealing with a hostile foreign government.
Oh, wait a minute. They took two more hostages yesterday. We pay them $400 million. These guys get released, and they take two more.
You know,
and they're familiar with the optics not being good.
Oh, yeah. And we totally believe them that it's all on the up and up after all the things they've told us the truth about in the past.
And again, this is only an installment. How about if we don't make the other payments? OK, would that be all right?
Yeah.
I really wouldn't mind if we didn't do that. I bet you we could find $400 million to be spent in America that would help us a little bit
rather than get
the Iranians madder at us.
Yeah.
And I mean, and one of the other cuts, Josh Earnest is saying, well, we know that Iran does deal with terrorists, and so, yeah, theoretically, that's some of that money could go to them.
They are just so full of it these days,
man.
I can't believe it.
Pretty stunning. 647.
Dayhill, the Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill. Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance
products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you find fertilizers confusing, join the crowd. Finding the proper plant food for each plant in the landscape and garden can seem like a hopelessly confusing problem. Rejoice, gardener. I bring a simple life to you. I'm going to explain fertilizers and how you can choose the right plant food. It's a lot easier than you might imagine. I'll be back with details after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. To choose the right fertilizer, we have to understand a few basic terms. And bear with me now. It's not going to be difficult. You can do this. Analysis. Analysis is the fertilizer's list of contents by percentages. And it's three numbers. It'll be nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, respectively. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and they'll be listed as numbers. Like 15-5-10, for example. That's a total of 30%. Percent, remember those are percent, actual nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And those three elements have different functions in the landscape. Nitrogen promotes leaf growth and also new stem growth. Phosphorus is roots, flowers, and fruit. However, phosphorus often is present in very large quantities in clay soils especially. And the potassium is most important for summer and winter hardiness. That's the analysis. It's the actual percent content. Ratio is a term referring to the relative amounts of the three elements compared to one another. Now, let's use that 15-5-10 example that we had. If you divide that by 5, you get 3-1-2. That's the ratio of the fertilizer elements together. You simply divide by the lowest common denominator. So an 18-6-12 fertilizer is also 3-1-2. So is 21-7-14. Didn't know you were tuned into a math class, did you? This is simple math. Don't give up yet. Stay with me. Slow-release fertilizers are the rage currently, and that's because they stay around and give more sustained feeding. It's better for our plants. And if you look at the nitrogen, half or more of it should be in quality slow-release form. Your retail garden center can explain that to you and show it to you in the fine print. So you want the first number, half of that nitrogen, to be slow-release form, or more than half. Organic fertilizers are also increasingly important. That's a good trend. The various manures, blood meal, bone meal, fish emulsion, and other products of the life processes are all examples. One thing you have to remember with organic fertilizers is they have a very low analysis. The actual percent content of nutrients is very low, and they dissolve very slowly, so your plants may starve to death before they can get enough of the nutrition that they need, at least initially, until you build up the nutritional value of your soil. Those are some things to keep in mind when you choose fertilizers. I'm Neil Sperry, working with a landscape planner in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, the excitement surrounding the start of this year's football season is growing and growing, and with your Aggie Football Report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
Well, Texas A&M is set to start fall camp next week, and one of the Aggies' star players, Miles Garrett, is known for his speed and quickness as well as his propensity for sacking quarterbacks. But when it comes to off the field, Miles says he's a lover, not a fighter.
I've always been a pacifist. Never been able to hurt a thing, but on the field, you have to switch over. I mean, outside of it, it's life, and every life is precious. But on the field, it's a game, and you signed up for, you know, getting hit. So be it. You got to get after it.
Now, the junior is also a big fan of dinosaurs and poetry, believe it or not. Miles and the guys hit the practice field this Monday in preparation for September 3rd's kickoff against UCLA. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers began their two-game series last night versus the Woodland Strikers at Nutrabolt Stadium with a 12-2 victory. The scoring began in the second inning when Zach McGuire started things off with a solo home run. The home run set a new franchise record for most home runs. McGuire tallied his seventh of the year. In the third, the bats kept rolling as Alex Samples added two runs on an RBI double. He then scored on a line drive single by Zach McGuire. The fifth inning had a string of five straight hits that helped plate five runs in the inning, making the score 10-0. The Bombers then added two more runs in the sixth after three straight walks loaded the bases with two outs. The Bombers wrap up the series with the Strikers tomorrow night at 7:05 before the team hits the road to face the Victoria Generals this weekend. In Major League Baseball,
first pitch to Josh Donaldson's hit deep to right field. Colby Rasmus is going back. He's at the track, and it's gone! Back-to-back home runs by the Blue Jays. Home run number 27 of the season, his second of the game, and the Blue Jays lead it 3-0.
Josh Donaldson hit two home runs, and Marco Estrada threw seven solid innings, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Houston Astros 3-1 Wednesday night. Joe Biagini escaped a one-out jam in the eighth, including a flyout from Jose Altuve and striking out Carlos Correa to strand runners on second and third. The Astros look to split the series with the Blue Jays tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Baltimore,
Hamels ready and delivers. And Wieters, that's a shot up the middle. That's a base hit. Going to drive in one. It's going to drive in two. Here's Davis right behind Trumbo, and he slides in safely. So Matt Wieters, two outs. He gets it done. A two-run single. And against Hamels here tonight, a three-run first.
Kevin Gausman outpitched Cole Hamels, and the Baltimore Orioles rode a three-run first inning to a 3-2 victory over the Texas Rangers Wednesday night. Darren O'Day worked a perfect eighth, and Zach Britton finished for his 33rd save in 33 tries. The Rangers look to avoid the sweep tonight in Baltimore at 6:05 p.m., pregame's at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other Rangers news, Jeremy Jeffress joined the team on Wednesday, eager to make a contribution to the AL West leaders. Jeffress and Jonathan Lucroy were traded to Texas from Milwaukee on Monday. Lucroy made his Rangers debut on Tuesday and was in the starting lineup again Wednesday against the Orioles. Also, the Arlington City Council has given its initial approval for an election to determine whether residents want to redirect taxes for a public-private setup to build a $1 billion retractable roof ballpark for the Texas Rangers. Prior to Tuesday's vote, council members heard from backers and critics. The council must vote again on August 9th before the item can be added to the November ballot. The University of Texas has suspended sophomore wide receiver DeAndre McNeil for an unspecified violation of team rules. Texas opens the season September 4th against Notre Dame. In Rio, swimming star Michael Phelps has been selected in a vote by fellow team members to carry the American flag Friday for the opening ceremony at the Rio Olympics. Phelps has won 18 golds and 22 medals overall, far more than any other athlete. He skipped the opening ceremony at the last three Olympics to rest up for the 400-meter individual medley, but he's not taking part in the event this year. And the U.S. women's soccer team has opened its Olympic schedule by getting goals from Carly Lloyd and Alex Morgan in a 2-0 win over New Zealand. The three-time defending Olympic champs are trying to become the first team to win the Summer Games after succeeding at the World Cup. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today's Veterans Minute brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
The Veterans Administration offers an aid and assistance pension as part of their benefit program for veterans and their surviving spouses who served during wartime. If the veteran or spouse require regular assistance with daily functions, then they might qualify for this benefit. This veteran benefit is often overlooked by many families of veterans who need monies to pay for home health. This benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation or the number of years a veteran served. A veteran who qualifies with a spouse may be eligible to receive up to $2,120 a month tax-free. The aid and assistance benefit is only one aspect of the VA's improved pension benefit program. You wore the uniform, you're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh,